Just one halakha in the laws of verbal agreements. According to the halakha in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Resh Dalit Se'if Zayin, Baran writes, Hanoseh v'noten bidbarim. If people, two parties, are involved in a transaction, and so far it's only verbal commitments, Ra'ui lo la'amod bidburo. It's proper that both parties stand and keep their word. Even though no monies have been transferred yet, nor did they write anything down, nor was a collateral given. And anybody that retracts from a verbal agreement, is considered a not trustworthy person, and the hakamim are not happy with such behavior. So, which means even though technically the deal was not finished, it's technically halachically not binding, because really there was no change of ownership over of goods, but since a person did give his word, there is a moral obligation in order to keep the deal according to, let's say, the price that was agreed on. For example, let's say you have a dealer, that wholesaler, and he makes a deal with the retailer that he's going to give him a certain amount of goods for a certain amount of price. Just verbal, no writing, no nothing. And all of a sudden, somebody comes to the wholesaler and says, I'll give you more money. So the wholesaler comes back to the first retailer and says, listen, I got a better deal. Thank you, but no thank you, I'm going to take the new deal. Halakhically, he's allowed to back out, but morally, according to the halakha, since he did give the first retailer his word at the original price, he must really morally keep his word, unless conditions were stipulated in the beginning. Which means, if at the time he said, listen, since there's going to be some time before this deal is really finished, if I get a better price, I'm telling you now, I'm taking the better price. Then already, since he stipulated from the beginning, there's not even a moral obligation. Or let's say the price that he's getting is substantially greater. So the upward scheme, for example, the Shevet HaLevi and Chalek Dalet Siman Resh Vav, that want to say it's an assumption. You could assume in that case it's a substantially higher, that's forgiven that he would have taken that price from the beginning, and therefore he says that there's room to be lenient, that a person can back out on his word. But if it's not substantially higher, that has to be discussed what's substantially higher or not. Really, a person should keep his word. And that's regarding regular transaction. But there's another halakha that Maran writes in Siman Resh Dalet Seif Chet regarding gifts. If let's say a person promises to give somebody a gift, so there Maran makes a difference between if it's a big gift or a small gift. If it's a small gift and he commits that he's going to give the gift, he has to make good to his word. But if it's a big gift, he doesn't. Why? Because the benefactor on a big gift doesn't assume he's going to get it until he gets it. Therefore, it's not because it's a big gift, so he doesn't expect to get it until he gets it. An example, let's say a guy boy is getting bar mitzvah, so you have two uncles. One uncle says, my dear nephew, I'm going to buy you a set of chumashim for your bar mitzvah. And the other one says, my dear nephew, I'm going to buy you a gold watch. And then for some reason they get into a fight, both uncles don't show up to the bar mitzvah. So now they want to renege on their gifts. Well, the one that promised the chumash, or told him he's going to give him a gift, a chumash, this is a small gift, he has to make good on it. But the one that said a gold watch, he does not have to make good on it. So therefore there's a difference between small or big when it comes to gifts. So again, halakha l'maaseh, one has to be careful to keep his word, even though it might not be halakhically binding, but there is a moral fact that the Hakamim did talk about, that one has to keep his commitment. That's why it's always good in these cases to always make conditions in the beginning, so you don't have to break your word. So you're always able to say, but in the event the price gets higher, I get another deal, I don't get paid by this time. Everything should be spoken out very clear in order that if he does have to renege, it's not reneging. He can say already, I spoke it out from the beginning. This is also brought down in the Sefer Pure Money by Dayan Shlomo Kohen, and these cases are brought down on page 53 to 55.